Well, it's the last day on the job for someone who's been pretty prominent among federal workers. It's the Office of Personnel Management Director John Berry's last day. And he sent an email to staff yesterday congratulating them on streamlining federal procurement, opening federal health benefits to more employees. And he also attended a ceremony of sorts to open the wall at OPM honoring civilian federal employees who have lost their lives in service of the country. And Federal News Radio's Lauren Larson was there, and she asked Berry one of the things he was most proud of during his tenure.
Of what I'm most proud, I would say, is our hiring of our veterans. We've been able to increase our veterans hiring by over 5%, and that is an amazing step forward in a four-year period.
And Berry also said that public service is something that a lot of people should strive for.
My hope is that people will honor service wherever they find it, because it is essential. As every religion and every philosophy points out, service is an important calling, and we rely on it for our quality of life. And it's important that we honor that wherever we find it and never denigrate it. And so my hope is, as a nation, we can have a true consensus to honor all of those who serve our country, both in uniform and in our civil service.
And that's OPM Management, or Office of Personnel Management Director John Berry, last day today. Elaine Kaplan, who's the general counsel, is serving as acting. Kaplan came to OPM from the National Treasury Employees Union.
That's right. And we should say that our producer, Lauren Larson, went there to OPM. She was curious to know what Berry would do next, because he's somebody who has had a long career in federal service, and we haven't heard any words. He was being a bit coy. he wouldn't tell her exactly what. So we're still wondering, Mr. Berry, if you want to, you know, come on our show and let us know what your plans are. We're sure it has something to do with public service. And she also got a chance to ask some of the people that he had worked closely with. For example, he worked for Steny Hoyer, the Maryland congressman,
right,
for years, and worked closely with Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf. Wolf had these words on Berry.
I appreciate John Berry. I remember very well when Steny worked for John. John was on the appropriations committee. Had all these jurisdictions, the merit pay and all the other things. And I want to pay a tribute to John, too. I've watched OPM directors for years and years. I was a federal employee. I still am, but I worked across the street at the Department of Interior for five years for Roger C.B. Morton from 1970 to 75. I think John Berry, honestly, has been the best director of OPM we've ever had.
That's Virginia Republican Frank Wolf.